Yeah, this is a special outside broadcast from the Future Club in Derby, formerly the Rock House. Club opened in March 1984 and changed its name to the Future in 1996. The club closes tonight after 17 years and we've got a bit of a party going off down here. Force 107.7 doing a live outside broadcast, playing rock music live till 1:15, and Sparky and Mule from Sheffield on the turntables till 2 o'clock on the Force, and then from 2 o'clock till 8 in the morning, Smokescreen Sound System. Keep your radios locked into the Force on 107.7. This is a live outside broadcast on the Force 107, coming at you live from the Future Club in Derby. The nightclub closes down tonight after 17 years, and we're doing a live outside broadcast. Right now it's the music of the Classic Rock Night, and Sparky and Mule join us at 2 o'clock, and that's going right through to Smokescreen Sound System till 8 in the morning. So keep your radios locked in, and if you want to come down, still a few places left in the club. Quite a busy night actually, about 300 in the place. Listen to The Force on 107.7. Yeah, you're listening to The Force on 107.7. We've got a live outside broadcast on the go from the Future Club in Derby, formerly the Rock House. The club's closing down tonight after 17 years. It's a long time. I've been managing the place for quite a while. With me is Mick Usher, who's been a regular punter to the Rock House and to the Future. Mick, what's your comments on it shutting down then? What do you think?
Well, to be honest, gutted. It's been part of my formative years, to be honest. It's like most of the things that have happened to me that have been important in my life have happened here. I met my wife in this club, and everything, most of the women that I've like ever
exchanged pleasantries with,
yes, talked to, yeah, that's another euphemism, a lot of the friends that I've made, the music that I've listened to and gone up to the DJ and said, what is this band or whatever, it's like, it is an institution, basically. This place should not be closing, and it's a damn shame.
Well, it's the forces of capitalism that do it. We won't go into like details on why we're shutting down. Basically, it's over money. It's over the cost of operating a nightclub in the city centre, and it's really down to the difficulties in running a nightclub. You know, in this climate, you've got new regulations, you've got the Derby City Council that's trying to shut every place, they don't give you any help whatsoever. It's increasingly difficult now as well to run a nightclub. You've got pubs which are open till 2 in the morning. It makes it much harder for an independent club to carry on. But I know that you've been coming down here years, Mick, and I've seen you down here, and there's loads of people.
Yeah.
It's been an institution to Derby. What's going to happen to Derby then when this place shuts tonight?
Well, it's going to change. It's certainly going to change. And okay, there are places like the White House, which is a fine club, and there are other venues like the Vic, and there's the Flower Pot. But I don't think there is something that is going to take the place of this. It'll have to be like, something will have to be rebuilt, or you know, something will have to start again, because this place was an institution for so long. I mean, When it changed the name from the Rockcast to Future, I mean, that's a changing face of music. And everything had to move with the times, and it was successful. Smokescreen was like really excellent nights. And is there Smokescreen later?
Yeah, we've got Smokescreen nice really late.
Yeah, and those are excellent nights. But it's a pity that it couldn't be a rock night all the time, which was a lot of people, that was a lot of people's wish, but you have to move on. And if you get a rock night, which we did have once a month, that was excellent. And it's just a pity. It's just like part of Derbyshire, and well, it's part of the Midlands. This place was famous, and I'm not going to like blow your trumpet for it, but this place was famous. Like, it was bigger, like, than Rock City. It was at one time. You know, I'm just gutted.
what do you think? What's the best night or the most fun you've had down here? In all the time, I know you've been coming here years. What's the best night that you've had down here?
There's not a night in particular, but around 1987, 88, it was just solid, and there was like people on each other's shoulders and like on the PA system, and they were just dancing around, and that was like all rock, yeah, admittedly. But it was kind of the atmosphere that you now get with dance music, where everyone's just like wild, and that's what it was. It was just like, that was insane. It was incredible.
Why has it lasted 17 years? I mean, I can't understand that. When I started the place...
Tenacity. Yeah. That's all it is. It's tenacity. I think it's like, because if you were trying to do it like a proper club, well, it is a proper club, but if you were trying to do it like, you know, a club should be run, it wouldn't have lasted. But to your credit, you didn't run it like a proper club. You run it like how a club should be run, if you wanted to run a club, and you know, I don't know, you know what I mean.
I know where you're coming from.
I can't really describe it, but it's like you're just gonna.
So, when we shut tonight, we're going till what, 1:15 with the Rock. Then we got a bit of break, and then it's Smokescreen. What will you feel like when you? I know I'm not going to tell you what the last tune's going to be on the Rock night, but what's going to be you're going to be thinking about when you hear that tune?
I'll be very sad, to be honest. I know it sounds a bit lame and a bit rubbish, but I will be very sad, because the Rockcast has been as much of a part of my formative years, from like 17, 18 years old.
18, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no, I just looked around outside. You know what I mean. But no, it was as much part of my formative years. It played a part in that as much as my parents did, or as much as... anything did. It was like, this was my education. This was my outlet. This place was the place that I could just like go off and have a good time. And that's why it's special to me.
All right then, Mick, thanks for coming down. Thanks for sharing your thoughts on the Force 107. We've got another, half an hour or so of the Rock Night. And then we should have Sparky and Mule on the turntables. I have to say they've not turned up yet on the way from Sheffield. Then we're going to Smokescreen right through the night. It's going to be a mad one, so if you're in Derby, get down to the Future. We're not trying to like get money out of you, we're just wanting to share this party. It is quite busy, actually, but it is also very sad for all the staff. I'd like to thank everybody. There's been 500 people work here over the 17 years. There's been so many DJs, and we've had about, 2,500 times the club's been open. 1,370,000 people have been through the door since it opened. And I must say, I've been here every single night since it opened, apart from one or two. It's going to change my life completely. I know you're out there in radio land, you're listening to this, thinking, what the hell's going off? But what you actually listen to is the end of an institution in Derby. But I will say that it's been my pleasure to bring the Rockcast and the Future to the city of Derby. And I wish great success to anybody else that tries it. If, you know, with another club, but I think this one, it's all over. Cheers, Mick. Have fun, okay?
Thank you very much.
Maximum power in Derby. The Force. We'll be right back.
This is The Force 107.7, live outside broadcast from the Future Club in Derby. Keep it locked in.
I miss all the band, man, once again, and I think it's the same. The back row's hard to handle, of course.
Yeah, this is The Force 107, live outside broadcast from the Future Club in Derby. Listeners already know that the club's shutting down tonight. This is the last night. With me is Andy. Now, Andy's been coming to this place a few years. Andy, what do you reckon to it shutting down then? What do you think?
Just reducing the number of places that people have got to go yet again.
What's the best club then that's been around in Derby? I mean, you don't have to say this one, but what's the best club you go to?
The best club I used to go to was Cleo's, Hey, Cleo shut down 18, 19 years ago, which before this place opened, and that's why I came here.
Was you at Cleo's then at the end?
I was at Cleo's at the end, yeah.
Yeah, so was I. What can you remember about that night?
I can remember the floor falling in the back rooms. Cleo's was well ready to be knocked down at that time.
Yeah, Cleo's was demolished, and I think there's a carpet store on there now. Is it called Matalan's?
I think Matalan's there. It was over the old garage. Was it Kennings or whatever? I think it was a Rover garage.
Yeah, Manegerton, I think.
Manegerton, there you go.
That's the one. Yeah, well, this place was set up. The Rock House was opened because Cleo's closed down, and I managed to get some of the staff that used to work at Cleo's to come down and work at the Rock House. Okay, here's your test then. What was the name of the doorman that used to work at Cleo's?
Oh, Mr. Millwood.
Yeah, that's the one.
I remember him well.
Mr. Millwood, yeah, Alan Millwood. Yeah, if you're listening, Alan, which I know you won't be, but absolutely amazing. He used to work here, actually, on the first, year or so, I seem to remember.
I've talked about doorman. I've seen the decks on the door tonight, and I remember Deck from many years ago. It's probably your oldest doorman or your oldest serving doorman.
Yeah, Deck is a legend of Derby. So what's going to happen then when the Future shuts down? Where will people go, do you think?
That's a good one. You've got the student bars, the things that are run by the Students' Union, but they're fairly iffy. I suppose we're just going to get old disgracefully and stay at home, or maybe pop off to Birmingham or Rock City and Nottingham still going, but who knows?
Yeah, it's going to be difficult for people to get the kind of quality we've got used to down here. But having said that, the clubs have been going, they've still been there, but people haven't really been using them, and then they wonder why they shut down. Anyway, that's me having a gripe. Thanks very much, Andy. Enjoy yourself tonight.
Thank you, Paul.
Cheers.
For the gods they made.
Yeah, this is a live broadcast from the Future Club in Derby, formerly the Rock House, into the last sort of 10 or 15 minutes. With me, is it Chris?
Kyle.
Chris Kyle is here. And Chris, you was here on the opening night. What can you remember about the opening night all them years ago? 17th of March, was it 84?
1984. And well, what can you really say about time? Because time just like passes by, you know? But all I can remember from the Rock House Club, I had the original Rock House t-shirt, you know, from them times. But all I can say was this place where the people come together. It was the only place in Derby at the time. There was nothing else other than the Havana Club in Derby, if he's into a bit of reggae and a spliff. But the Rock House was a place where the people come together, you could have a peaceful night. And I remember the Rock House being like, you got the nightclub just down the road, Tiffany's, whatever it was then, or whatever they called it, and this place couldn't get a license because they thought it would clash with like the bikers and the hippie type of people. But what the establishment still fails to understand and realise and recognise is that the trouble doesn't come with leather jackets, denim, and people who like to have a spliff and listen to decent music. The trouble came with young guys and young girls drinking most probably like, you know, 7 or 8 pints of lager and wanting to kick the fucking head out of anybody they saw. So what I'm saying is, the last night of the Rock House, and it is a privilege actually being able to stand here and say this, because I can't believe that I'm actually standing here and saying this. But what I'm saying is, like, this is an end of an era, and an era where many, many, many people throughout this city have fond memories of a club where they could go, enjoy themselves, get out of the heads and go home in peace. And I will say this for the Rockers, fucking brilliant. I'm going to miss it to death. Thank you.
All right. Cheers, Chris. That's straight from the heart there. We're closing the club down in about 15 minutes. We'll play the last tune, and that will be the end of the Rock House and the future. But actually, it won't, because the party will continue on the radio and also down there with Smokescreen Sound System. So keep listening, punters. Got a few more minutes to go. Rock on the Force 107. Keep it locked in.
Midnight.
Okay, it's come to that time. We've got listeners on the radio. We've got to thank everybody that's taken part in the interviews that we've been doing live on Force 107. Thanks to you lot. Okay, 17 years ago, when I went round the pubs trying to get people to sign up to this club, I never thought I'd be here still in the year 2001. The forces of capitalism have now taken the toll on this nightclub. We're going to have to close it down as from tonight. In the 17 years that this club has been open, we've been open 2,500 times, and over 1,370,000 people have actually been through the doors of the club. It's been the most peaceful club in the city, despite all the shit we've got and all the shit that I have to take from Derby City Council and all the people that have lived around here and given me the shit that I've had to put up with. And it's those forces which mean that I have to back down from running nightclubs after 17 years. But what I have to say to you lot is thanks so much for keeping me in work and for making this one of the best clubs in the East Midlands, if not the country. Okay. All we've got to say now is thanks to you lot. Thanks to all the staff that have worked here. Some have worked here for many, many years. One person's worked here for 15 years, nearly as long as me. There's loads of staff in here that have worked here. I've got to thank you lot and some of them listening on the radio that aren't here for working here. And what we're going to do now is a little bit sad and the song's a bit crap, but it does say it all. We started in 17th of March 1984 with a track called Bobby O'Reilly by The Who. We're going to finish it with The Song Is Over by The Who. Thank you very much.
come to find me.
Dedicate that to Liz, my wife, who's also had to take the pressure over the years. Cheers, Liz. Cheers, everybody. That was the Rockhouse of the Future. We're going to clear the place now and get ready for one hell of a fucking party that's going right through till tomorrow morning. We need everybody out of the building so we can get the sound system in and get it cleaned up. Cheers.